McWilliams Cyberline with you. Hosts 2020 at cyber-line.com. Checking the mail all the time. Facebook.com/cyberlinenet. Ever loving Tweety over there at Cyberline USA. And don't forget, you can go down to the cyber-line page and click on the Listen Now link, where you'll be able to listen to us live 10 p.m. to midnight on Saturday nights here from where we are in the bunker. And you'll be able to listen to that. And of course, if you miss us, tons of links to hit the podcast down there at the bottom of the page. Our social media czarina, Amy Lynn, taking care of that all for you. So I saw an amazing little thing here. Have you ever seen Antenna Man?
Antenna Man?
Antenna Man.
No.
He's known as Antenna Man PA. He's a, I don't know if this is his full-time gig or what the deal is, but he likes television stuff. And one of the things he does is he's got YouTube videos where he talks about cutting the cord and what's the best antennas to get, and he does reviews and things. And one of the things that I didn't know about and he had pointed out was that MeTV has been disappearing.
Really?
From the TV channels.
Huh.
And I was kind of amazed by that. And I had a similar thing happen here because MeTV is owned by a company called Wagnall. And they're out of Chicago. And they also own a couple of other things they've been in cahoots with. Like, have you ever seen Decades?
No.
It was on...
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah,
I know. It's a combination of them and the CBS library. They have, like, Ed Sullivan shows and all the stuff and Day in History.
Right.
They have that. And they have a couple other channels. And they're always at the mercy of being on somebody's dot channel. So Wagnall started going out and buying stations. The first one was, I think... was a Channel 3 somewhere in Pennsylvania. And then we had them here on Channel 47. It was 47.1. But then 47 had, the owners had something going on with them, and they kept preempting Batman for sports, a bunch of other stuff. And, of course, they do tell you, you know, in their ads, say, on most of these MTV stations, because some might take the whole day programming. Some of them might kick it in at night and have something else on or whatever. So... they started getting smart and buying their own stations. Well, they bought Channel 55 here in Dallas off of Azteca, which is a company that does Hispanic programming, like Telemundo and Univision. And so they bought that station, and then 55.1, the full 1080, is running MeTV.
Uh-huh.
And then down the road, they put Azteca down there, like on 3. They got Decades.
Right.
At a lot of their stations. And then down toward the end... they have this new one called MeTV Plus.
Oh, really?
Because there's only 24 hours in the day. So now we're going to put a whole bunch of stuff over here. So now they have Mission Impossible, Space 1999, all this stuff.
Nice.
And again, they own the station. It's their baby. Then all of a sudden, because it comes down on 55.1, the cable and the satellites have a national channel in places where there's not a local channel. So because it became local, they pulled the national because you couldn't get it. It was originally, before all of this, was 21.2. They don't carry the dots. So then they say, okay, now we're going to go through and take it off the national. Well, then they get a deal with Spectrum. And Spectrum has their Spectrum News that they produce, and it's all over their cable. It's like a channel that is all about, like here it'd be the Metroplex. The closest one at the time was Austin. So they opened up a office up here, and they're now doing news specifically for the Metroplex. So they moved MeTV to the .2 and put Spectrum in the 55.1.
All right.
Well, cable and satellite doesn't want to run that. Or maybe they, well, I think they do. But MeTV is not being seen. So now, well, we're back to the national again. So they did this dance at the end of July and said, well, on this date, you got to go to 247 to watch MeTV. And then you go to the .2 if you're on the TV and everything. It's just been a nightmare.
Right.
And so everybody's wanting to know, what's wrong with MeTV? Everybody loves MeTV. They've had a very good following, very good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. You have Sinclair EW Scripps, which owns Channel 68 here. They bought ION because they were in bankruptcy. So we have a Scripps station for the first time in Dallas.
Ooh, cool.
And so they have all their stuff. So now you're looking at Tegna, which has a whole bunch of different... channels that they're putting on theirs. That's their deal. Sinclair has their own stuff that they're putting together, putting on there. Scripps has their own stuff, and all these other people. So the question is, why would I want to pay money to MeTV and split the revenue when I have my own stuff and I run it and I take all the lucre? So they're filling up the dots with their stuff, and boing, out goes MeTV, Retro TV, and a lot of the others that are that way as well. And the reason that is, and remember, I've talked about this all the time, and people just look at me, you know, I'm tired of hearing it, but here's what I said a long time ago. When this channel repack happened, and the channel repack actually came into, what is it? We have the Inflation Rescue for America, that kind of bill, the Inflation
Defense Act or whatever.
Yeah. Well, Obama had a similar bill in 2012 about saving money, alleviating taxpayers and all of this. And the first thing in his channel repack, selling your spectrum off to the cell phone carriers, which will generate revenue and sprinkle it amongst the little people.
Right.
Nope, didn't happen. And I told everybody, when this channel repack happens, there's going to be less television stations. This is going to affect everything. Now, I did some mathematics. First off, when we did TV, before we did the digital, we had channels 2 through 13 for VHF. And when we got UHF in, which was adopted officially in 1968, we had channels 13 through 83.
Yeah.
Remember old channel 83?
Sure, yeah.
Not many people were on it, but it was out there. And then they later on in the 90s, when Newt Gingrich was in power, remember they had that deal where people were hearing his phone calls on the cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody recorded it and everything?
Yeah.
Well, that's when they chopped channel 70 to 83 off to 800 megahertz, gave it to the cell carriers. And because of Newt, they go, we better go out and packet this thing. So people can't hear the calls, and of course they did. And then there's 800 trunk for police calls, so you can't hear them, you know, who's chasing the burglar.
Right.
So those went away. So that first shot lost 14 channels out of the whole band that we normally have. Then when the DTV thing happened in 2009, we lost VHF, 2 through 13. Yeah. Right off the dot, everybody sure. moved to UHF. That's another 13. So we got 14 out, 13 gone. That's 27 channels taken off the map. And then the channel repack came. And that was about 2 years ago. It was 2018, 2019. And we took everything. Oh, I take that back. It was even some more. When we did the 2009, they lobbed off channels 53 to 69.
Right.
And brought that off. And went to the cell carriers.
Seems like a pattern here. They're narrowing it down for TVs a lot.
So then we had the channel repack.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, T-Mobile bought the majority of the spectrum.
Yeah, they did. They bought a lot of it.
Yep. And so when that happened, we lost an additional 17 channels. So now we're talking 13 plus 14 plus 17.
Yeah, this wasn't very long ago that T-Mobile bought that stuff.
No. And now they're using it as their thing.
It wasn't just T-Mobile. Don't get it.
Well,
don't think it's just them. What ended up happening is they had all this bandwidth that they were selling off, and T-Mobile ended up buying the majority of it.
Yeah.
There were others that bought it, too.
Well, Dish bought some of the spectrum, because when they did the whole thing, the breakup, Boost went to when Sprint got taken out, Boost went off to Dish.
Mm-hmm.
And then Virgin Mobile was with Sprint, and they said, "Nah, that's our brand. We're just going to let you guys go, and we're going to come up with something on our own," which still hasn't showed up.
Uh-huh.
So now, after the channel repack and everything, we have lost a total of 44 stations.
You know, for everybody that's out there that's listening to this stuff, you know, I know a lot of you probably don't realize what you're losing here, but if you can, you can get a cheap antenna for like $16 to $20,
any
somewhere
antenna,
around there.
Even rabbit ears.
Any antenna, and you put it on the back of your LED TV, your LCD TV, your OLED TV, all these TVs, these flat panel displays that you've got, you know, they do pick up stuff over the air, and you'd be shocked if you would put an antenna on there and run it up just in your house, just the... You know, get it a little bit of height there. You'll be shocked at what you'll pick up, because there's some amazing channels out there, and you're picking them up. Guess what? They'll all be in high def. Well, not all of them will be in high def, but the You'll get the five, all the dot ones. Typically, they're all in high def. And then the dot two, dot three, dot four, et cetera.
From 420 to 720, depending on how
they the extra channels on the sidebands, they're a little bit lower quality, but they're still, you know, just it really depends on how they juggle the bandwidth in that particular case.
Now, here's some more mathematics. We said over this time, right up from beginning to the channel repack, we lost 44 stations.
Yeah.
Now, on average, a channel will be the main channel, and on average, you'll have four additional dot channels.
Because they've got a certain amount of bandwidth per channel.
Right.
And then the side channels, all those dot channels, they're actually splitting up that amount of bandwidth over 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, whatever.
Now, if I took that 44, each one of those channels, and I split them into a total of five, including the main one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's five dots per channel, 44 channels. That would have given us a total of 220 additional channels to choose from.
Yeah.
But we don't have that because they ditched them, sold them, went to channel repack. Now, remember, while all this is going on, we had low power stations, what they call community stations. And they run everything from infomercials to Hispanic. We had some here that were running Hindi. They're running all sorts of different languages,
right,
which are in town, and people are watching them no matter, you know, some of the signals.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of foreign language channels. You're going to get a lot of shopping channels,
right,
religious channels.
The problem is when the channel repack happened, those people got cut out because they could turn around and go to one of the other channels and say, hey, I want to get to my channels. And now the real estate's smaller. It costs more. They go, yeah, we want money from you for you to be able to run one of our dots. Now, when that happens, they turn around and go, well, screw this, I'm out of here. They turn their licenses in, because if they turn their license in and gives up their part of that spectrum that goes in the auction, they pay them when the auction completes. They actually get a cut of that money back. Mm. Now, when PBS was up there, T-Mobile had displaced 300 PBS stations. And at that time, remember Trump, them, they were talking about cutting the corporation public broadcasting, and all these little memes started showing up around people going, I love PBS. I love PBS. And what they didn't realize was T-Mobile, while you're sitting there arguing with Trump and loving PBS, T-Mobile just took 300 of your stations, literally.
Yeah.
And then they went through, and a lot of people started looking at them funny, and Leisure comes in and says, no, 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 we'll help. We'll help pay for it. We'll help them get off.
It sounds kind of like you're slamming T-Mobile. It's not just
T-Mobile. A little bit.
There's
a story here. John Legere heard the crying of people, stop screwing my PBS. Says, it's okay. We're going to help them out. If we got to help pay to get them off and move them, get upgraded, because sometimes you had to build a whole new transmitter.
Yeah.
And they did it. But anybody that wasn't PBS, May 29th, all you got to go. Then at Channel 5, NBC, all of those O&Os, they were gone.
Sure.
But the killer was, you have translators that are in there. Case in point, we have Killeen, Fort Hood. And the closest station is Austin.
Yeah.
And if you want to watch it on regular TV, you pick up the translator in Killeen, and that serves Killeen, Waco, and Central Texas. They had to pay money to get it moved. And when that happens, they don't give you money to move it. You got to pay the expenses. And somewhere along the way, the government slowly will give you a check. So they decided, you know what? It's not worth our time. We're turning in the license on the translator. It's gone. Now, those people are forced to have to watch it off of cable or satellite. And that's what's happening with all of this stuff with the PAC. And now MTV and a lot of others that are third parties are now getting shut out because of the channel repack.
Right.
And the other thing is that I tell people, say, all these people, I've cut the cord. I feel so good. Up yours, cable. Up yours, satellite. Don't get too cocky, because I can guarantee you, with everything going on, within the next 5 years, you're either going to be having your tail between your legs, going back to cable or satellite. Or the new next-gen stuff that's coming in, talking about pay-per-view stuff.
Next-gen's cool.
They're going to have channels set up to where you have to pay to watch them.
Mm.
And now you got to figure out, is it better for me to do this or go back to cable and satellite?
You know, the only other thing I'll throw in that we haven't talked about on this stuff, remember, DVR actually does work. Well, you can get DVRs that actually work with this over-the-air broadcast stuff. And if you're looking at recording a lot of your shows and watching them later, you can do it on over-the-air broadcast just like you can with the other. And, hey, you're getting free broadcast. The difference really comes down to that you're doing things like ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, or all of these other MeTV or Decade or anything along that lines, all of those extra channels that you're looking for, but you can record off of them.
Right. And real quick,
you just got to buy the equipment.
If this happens, which it is, cable and satellite will still, MeTV will still be on. But if you want to stream it, there is an app called Frndly.
Uh-huh.
F-N-D-R-I-L-Y. You can look it up. And they have all of these family-oriented channels that are part of their app. And they stream MeTV.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't want to, you want to stay antenna and do that, buy Frndly. It's very inexpensive per month. And you'll get that in a whole bunch of other channels as well. All right, you're listening to McWilliams Cyberline, the world's first Polytech talk show. We will be right back. The digital board and the mouse. McWilliams Cyberline with you. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com, facebook.com/cyberlinenet, and the ever-loving Tweety at Cyberline USA. Go to cyber-line.com, click on Listen Now, where you can listen to us live from the bunker at, what is it, 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. And of course, scroll down and you'll be able to see all of the places that are available on many of your favorite podcasts. So we were talking about this whole deal, the channel repack and MeTV and being able to do free to air for while you still can. And you wanted to talk about AntennaWeb.
Yeah, it reminded me of, because we used to go to this website called AntennaWeb.org, and it's been out there for a long time. It looks like it's commercialized, so don't think, you know, there's going to be ads out there on it and stuff like that. But it's one of the websites that I went, you know, way back years ago to find out exactly what channels I could find in my area. And I've gone in, I just went into it just now. I hadn't done it in a long time. But it will show you that there are, about a dozen different stations. Well, even more than that. I wish it gave me a count, but it doesn't. It, I'd say it looks like about, well over 20 stations just in this area alone. What you get to do is you go over there, and if you're wanting to see all this stuff, now, first off, get yourself a cheap antenna if you're, for your LCD TV. I think it's fun. It's just neat to check out. Very cheap way to all of a sudden get over the air free. Cut the cable. You do not have to have cable to do this. It's free stuff. And it's because, you know, for some, I don't think a lot of our younger kids understand this, is that for years we've had broadcast TV out there. And it's just over the air free stuff that everybody gets on the network TV. And what was it paid for? It was always paid for by advertising. So we can get this stuff over the air. And so you go over to AntennaWeb.org. AntennaWeb is a website out there. You enter in your address, and it will tell you exactly what is in your area, the channels that you can pick up, and what type of antenna you might need to pick that up.
There's color coding that they use on the antenna boxes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you look, and it shows stripes coming out of the transmitter going different directions, and you pick which one is the color that's going to give you the most channels in your area, and then you go find a box with that color.
Right. Now, if you're looking to do this, you know, quick and easy, do that $16 to $20 antenna that I was telling you about. But if you're wanting to do a longer term, you know, do this one first. But if you're wanting to look for long term, more channels, then you'll go in here, you'll type in your address, and it will return a list of all of the different channels in your area. It will start out with the yellow, which is very close. Green, you know, you'd think green would be first, but it's yellow, then green, then light green, red, blue, and then violet. So those are the colors. I guess it's colors of the rainbow, something like that.
Yeah.
Roy G. Biv. No, say Roy. That would be red first if it was colors of the rainbow. Roy G. Biv?
I don't know. I don't keep track of the rainbow.
Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, green, keep, indigo, violet.
I don't keep track of the rainbow.
Okay.
I know it's there. Sometimes all it's right. there, sometimes it's not.
The but yeah, you pick up this, and they've added something since the last time I went here. Guess what they've added?
The next gens.
They do have a next gen indicator on here. Yep. And I'm looking at like three of the channels here are next gen TV. That's very cool. So there's four channels on the next-gen TV. Fox is a next-gen TV.
Yep. 47 was, and then I guess they stopped doing it, and Fox picked it up.
Let's see. KUVN, it looks like that is...
That's Univision.
Yeah, Univision. Thank you. And then the... But yeah, the other one is also is Univision as well, KSTR.
Now, before we go, I got to tell you a dirty little secret.
What?
Many times you will be told that the antenna is an HD antenna or it's good for 4K. And that is not the case. The antenna doesn't care whether it's HD or 4K.
Yeah,
as long as the metal is tuned to the frequencies that you need to pick up.
Exactly.
The reason that it's HD or 4K is it makes it easier for them. So if you go to Walmart, Amazon, or wherever, and you type in HD antenna, 4K antenna, it's going to have all their antennas come up.
Sales gimmick.
It's a sales gimmick. And to get you to buy their antenna.
Yeah.
Because I have a Rabbit Ears of a Radio Shack built in the 80s that I can pick up.
Distance is the real factor here. You're wanting to look for that violet if you're looking for the furthest distance. But, yeah, it's all about the distance. Yeah.
All right, little local news, national news, around the world via the internet, coast to coast, and podcast. It's Mick Williams, Cyberline.